Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And boy, there's a huge company that you may not know about that is just ready to super serve you. GEHA, which also stands for Government Employees Health Association, they last month announced their medical and dental plans available to federal employees, retired military, and their dependents in 2024. And here to talk about that is Raj Vavilala. He's the Chief Sales, Marketing, and Product Officer of GEHA. Raj, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, Randy. Thank you for inviting me over. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Great to talk to you. And I'm very familiar with GEHA because we're based right here in Kansas City. And GEHA just happens to be the name on our stadium, Arrowhead Stadium, on the GEHA field. How long has that been? Did you guys take that over?
The partnership has been running for 4 years now. The field naming rights we've had for 3 years. It's a really cool partnership. The Chiefs are an excellent organization. And we, you know, as you noted, many don't know that we are local. We're based out of Lee Summit. We've been around for 86 years plus.
And so did you say 86 years?
86 years.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So we've been around for quite a while. Our origins were actually from the coastal side of the house, wherein employees of the postal workers association, they ended up basically passing the hat to cover for each other's medical care long time ago. And so our origins as an insurance company came from that. And in terms of how do we actually help each other, then it just turned out to be now a company. And so we've been around there. We are located right there. Our employees, most of the employees are there. Obviously, the virtual culture has employees everywhere in the country.
Right.
But a lot of our community activities that we do are based out of Lee Summit in Kansas City. And so when the Chiefs partnership came up, the 3-4 years in, it was a way for us to actually basically make sure that the Chiefs stayed local here. It is
right.
Our company. We don't want a different company's name on the field.
Right. That's right.
I mean, would you imagine like, you know, Bank of America, something,
oh,
or Adidas and
Amazon,
GHA. Yeah. So GHA, they're a local company. So for all the Chiefs Kingdom fans, we are fans too. So you know, I think today is going to be a big game. We are excited for it. I have a watch party here in my house. I'm in Florida, but I have a strong network of Chiefs fans who are here, and my in-laws are in Missouri, so they're actually visiting for a different purpose, but we're going to a watch party here soon.
And so we're taping this on the Monday of the historic rematch of the World Series, or the World Series, the Super Bowl, and there's so many people. I mean, there were people at the stadium this morning. The game is not until 7:30 tonight, Central Time. There are people at the stadium this morning cooking, grilling, barbecuing at about 7:30 a.m. And they're going to stay all day and all night. It's a crazy, if you've never been part of Chiefs Kingdom, you don't really understand the fervor that goes along with this. But, you know, Raj, when you guys put your name on the field there, everything's about timing, right? So, and I know you're a Chiefs fan, longtime Chiefs fan. I'm a longtime Chiefs fan, but man, was that perfect timing.
It was perfect timing. Thank you. Things happen for a reason. Yeah. And I think I would say for all Chiefs Kingdom fans, let's not take this for granted. Let's enjoy Kelce, Mahomes, Andy Reid. That triangle probably never gets replicated ever again.
Right.
It's a great time. Obviously, we didn't know back at that time, 4 years, 5 years ago, something like this would happen. And our motivation, and the Chiefs are very strong in the community,
Yes.
taking care of the community, and we are too. So when we started the relationship, it was never based on, you know, how do we actually do anything other than serve the community.
Right.
Everything was around serving the community, the programs we have. And then the successes of the teams come back and you see all these records fall. And you say how lucky and how fortunate we are as just, you know, citizens of a particular city, a particular state, and we get to root for, I mean, probably the best team of the last decade or so.
Right. That's absolutely
incredible.
I mean, the Chiefs have now
stopping us.
The Chiefs have turned into America's team now. I was just in St. Louis this past weekend, and everybody in St. Louis, of course, now is a Chiefs fan. course, when you've had two teams, when you've had two teams that leave your city, then you know you turn to the closest person possible, I guess. But everybody you meet's a Chiefs fan. Hey, we're talking to Raj Vavilala here, the Chief Sales Marketing Product Officer of GEHA. And Raj, let's talk about what you guys do in terms of, I know the federal employees and the retired military and their dependents, and not everybody is able to do that. A lot of companies are not able to do that. What sets you guys apart as part of the FedVIP plans?
Yeah, it's a great question, Randy. For us, overall, as a company, our value system is very strong in caring for each other, including internally. You know, one of our values is to care for our members and for each other, and we really believe in that. And given our status, we don't have the same motivations and drivers as maybe a Wall Street company is driven by in terms of earnings and so on. What we care for is to advance the health and well-being of our members. And so the decisions we make are genuinely driven from that purpose. And it's really strong, and it comes through across every employee from the CEO down onwards. Everybody's really motivated on serving our members. You know, it is not uncommon. In fact, it happens quite a lot that our CEO, my boss, Art Neza, he will send his executive group emails that members might send him, or a question that might come through, or a service associate that's working for us reaches out and says, you know, I could do my job better if I had this. It is not common for a CEO to take notes such as those. It's not one or two, it's several, and sends it over to the executive group to say, hey, we need to solve for this. And we never have the attitude of that's one out of 2 million members that we serve. You know, we have 2 million members, so it's a fairly big company. We never look at it that. We look at it and say, we can solve it that way. Because healthcare, as you know, it's complicated. It's very complicated.
Yeah. Yeah.
So trying to solve a global system is kind of hard, but we definitely can solve it one person at a time. So we actually cherish those opportunities that somebody sends a note in. That, to me, is the main thing that differentiates us in terms of how we come as a company level. Mm. Specifically to your question on FedVIP, our dental network and product is very strong. We are the market leader in this space. We've been the market leader for quite a while in terms of market share and the number of members that we serve. And it's really a testament to the provider network that we have, that we have such a strong relationship with people who serve our members that we can continue to maintain that strength and we continue to add thousands and thousands of members each year, because the work speaks for itself. When happy members talk about what they have, that is more powerful than any ad I could ever put out in the marketplace. So that's it. And obviously the benefits are very, very strong. The cost shares are very strong in terms of just competitive positioning. But that's not what separates us. What separates us is the actual care that everybody puts in. And that's what we see, and that's what we focus on.
Yeah, that is so cool. And it's so important. I think whatever business you're in, it always gets down to how you treat your customer. And if they can truly tell that you care for them, and especially in the world of veterans, and when I started this show, I'm not a veteran. I didn't know a lot of veterans, but over the 10 years we've been doing this show, man, I it's just my honor to serve them through this program, and to learn about how absolutely vital and important they are. But along with that, though, Raj, comes some kind of distinctions in their own cases in terms of healthcare. I mean, you talk about PTSD, traumatic brain injury, and I didn't even realize, honestly, I thought the VA took care of everything. They don't. and especially when it comes to dental. So you guys must be able to accommodate a lot of those very specific situations, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you summarized it very well. I think these individuals are veterans. You know, I'm an immigrant. I'm a citizen now for the last several years. But I've always marveled at what a wonderful country that we live in. And none of that is possible without people who serve and protect and defend us. We take it all too lightly, and we take it for granted. And, you know, we might celebrate a few days, but we need to celebrate every day.
Right.
And, you know, I really believe that. And our company believes that. Our chief medical officer, Dr. John Johnson, he served. And every time he speaks and when he talks about how, you know, he's helping care for our community, especially where he comes from, that because he served.
Right.
He served for several years. He still serves. And so when you look at the people that we have, the privilege to serve, it's an incredible honor that we get to, because their needs are different. And, you know, nobody truly understands some of, you know, the horrors that some of our veterans have gone through, right? And so, you know, we can never understand it the same way because we haven't been there. What we can do is listen to them
right.
and then create the programs
right.
that help them. So, and that's part of how we collaborate with our community partners to say, okay, what can we do to help you? And when we hear that, and one of the ways we serve is to take those feedbacks into it. And when we design our plans and our programs, we put specific emphasis on that to say, okay, we heard this feedback. How can we best accommodate it? And that's, you know, that journey will continue. I'm not saying others don't do that. I'm sure everybody wants
sure.
to do that. We absolutely care. And one of the ways we represent it is our chief medical officer actually has served and he continues to. And that's important for us to have that diversity into at the leadership level to come in and say, what programs could we create? What mental health program? What well-being programs? What could we create that would help people who need it, different segments? It could be young mothers who are trying to
sure.
conceive and what the trauma that they are going through and how do we help them? It could be, you know, teenagers who are maybe having challenges in school. And how do they cope with, especially in these days of, you know, online activities and cyberbullying and things
right,
like that.
Right.
So there's different audiences that require different things. But because of our mission and where we come from, the supporting our veterans is part of the mission already because that's where we come from.
Yeah. Yeah, well said, Raj. We're talking to Raj. And you have such a fun name, Raj Vavilala. Raj Vavilala. That is such a fun name. It's a great name. He's the Chief Sales Marketing and Product Officer of GEHA. Hey, and Raj, you know, you talked earlier about the best references that you can get are your customers telling other people about your services. Well, you must know that veterans, they're the best at that, man. I mean, they are, first of all, a veteran talking to another veteran, that means the other veteran will be listening. You know,
yeah.
And so if they're satisfied with what you guys are doing, they are the best at spreading the word, right?
Yeah, I fully believe that. I think the passion, that's where I see the different communities have different threads that bind them. And for our veterans, especially, they have something already that binds them, the honor code that they have because they, you know, serve together and they know
sure.
it's one thing for a community to bond on a problem. It's one thing for a community to bond on something greater than a problem. And for veterans who have really bonded over really our flag and the Constitution and what it stands for, that is very strong there. Mm-hmm. And so I do believe that. I do believe our veterans are a really important voice in the community. So on the name question, my wife, Stephanie, Dr. Stephanie Vavilala, she's a licensed mental health counselor and behavior therapist, and she's been doing it for 20 plus years. They call her Dr. Lala.
Dr. Lala. I love that.
It's pretty cool. So
that's
every
funny.
Once in a while, somebody will say that to me, and I chuckle.
and do you call your home La La Land?
I should do that. That's a pretty cool branding. Thank you, Randy. I might do that.
Hey, you know, you guys have been around, like you mentioned, for 86 years, but there are some new things for 2024, and one of them is this Medicare Advantage Plan. Talk about that a little bit.
It's a great question. We're very excited to have this opportunity over to bring it. So as we were evaluating the needs of our members, what we realized is that there's quite a bit of population that is retired and seeking advanced care. So we do have strong Medicare services for seniors anyway. But this year, we partnered with United Health to bring in the supplemental benefits. And and you've seen a lot of these advertisements.
Is it that's like the gap insurance or the gap?
It's not gap. It's all the vision, the dental, all of these supplemental additional benefits, transportation,
gotcha.
You know, food, all of these services that really help make your life whole mm-hmm. in terms of health.
Sure.
Because you can.
The whole package.
The whole package. So you having the opportunity to have an OTC card, an over-the-counter card mm-hmm. that actually you can buy things with is beneficial for some seniors. You can go in. And so we bought those benefits in, and the reinforcement of this idea was quite literally in the first week where thousands of members opted into these benefits already, just as soon as we launched it. And it told us that we were on the right track, that we need to continue to invest in bringing these benefits for our members because they need it. They're telling us by using them. And that's the biggest reinforcement we could get. So we're excited to bring that here for this year during this open season. Our retirees can take a look at these benefits and they can compare and shop. Now I encourage everybody, part of something that I always believe in is, you know, there is a policy for a new customer and a policy for like an existing customer. If you look at the phone, for example, cell phone companies, I always want customers to feel the same way as a new customer. So shop, even if you have something, shop and see what else is out there because you get this chance once a year. So for everybody who's a retiree or an annuitant in this case, and they look at the whatever they have, I'd encourage you to see if you need more supplemental benefits, if your plan is giving you these supplemental benefits, and if not, it doesn't cost you anything. It's already baked in. So take advantage of it, engage in the shopping experience, because ultimately it's your health and you get only one chance. So those 15 minutes are probably more important than the 15% that you could save on the car insurance.
Right. Well, and it's, if you've got the product that you say you do, that just only makes you guys look better, right? At GEHA.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What should people do then, Raj? What's the first step if they're just now hearing about GEHA? First step in getting more information and finding out about your programs?
That's a great question. I think the first step I would encourage is if you know a fellow GEHA member, have a conversation on how we are treating you. Because the second step would be to come to our website or give us a call and get a sense of who we are. And you should do that. Everybody should do that. But really talk to a fellow customer. Even if they don't have GEHA, have a different plan, have a nice healthcare conversation to say, how is your care advancing? Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you're making progress to your goals? Are you getting the best of what you deserve? It's one of those things. Healthcare is so complicated. I often hear people tout in their marketing materials. They'll say like, I have a broad network. I have so many hospitals. I have so many doctors. And all of that is like, right. We have too. The challenge is getting the actual appointment, actually making the appointment, actually getting the medical care that you need when you need it. That's literally the fine print of the health system. You don't know that until you call. So what I encourage people to do is challenge the companies and ask them that, okay, I understand that you have a broad network. Tell me what doctors you have in my zip code. Tell me how can I make an appointment in a week? So I have I've done healthcare aligned work for 2 decades plus now. Mm-hmm. And what I've realized is that's where consumers start to feel the pain of actually getting care. It's getting those appointments. And if somebody reaches out and says, hey, I would like an appointment, and say, oh, great, I'll see you 2 months from now.
Right.
What good is it 2 months from now?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So what good is care if you don't get to use it? So I'll encourage everybody to ask the conversation to your friend to say, okay, whoever you have, how are they treating you? How is it going? Are you getting what you need? And if the answer is yes, that's excellent. You might want to look at that. And if the answer is no, now you have a different data point to take that question and say, okay, so give us a call. GEHA, I would like to see this particular doctor. Who do you have? Mm-hmm. And so we can have an actual conversation to say, here's who we have. Here's your address. Here's the address of this person. Can we map it? Does that work for you? Now you're not dealing in the theoretical healthcare. You're dealing in the practical healthcare. because healthcare is local more than anything else.
Right, absolutely.
And that's what we push for.
You know, Raj, it's so funny, and I love the way you say that, because that's so important. Even I've noticed as I've gotten older, that's a lot of my conversation with my buddies is, you know, and man, you pay attention. If somebody says, I found the best insurance out there, I mean, you turn the volume up immediately, right? And so for you guys to encourage that kind of conversation, I think, number one, I think that's very smart. And number two, I think it's very revealing about what kind of a company GEHA is, because everything you're talking about is absolutely true. I mean, you can have the biggest network of doctors, you can have the biggest plans, the cheapest, the most cost-saving, but if you can't get in to see your doctor, nothing else matters.
Doesn't matter. And it compounds it. I think that's part of it. That's how acute becomes chronic, is if you have a situation and you're like, I need to go see somebody today, and you don't, and now your body starts to compensate for those things.
Sure.
You have other things, and God forbid, you end up having to miss work. Now you have financial issues.
Right.
God forbid,
you
can't take care of your obligations as a citizen. Now, this chain reaction to me is how the system is complicated, and that's where I think this is the way to do it. This is the way to do it. I've always believed that healthcare, given the complexities of it, you can never truly get it through an app or a website and things like that. We should do all of that. We have all of that too. But what we have are people. How do we get people, and how do we invest in people to give real answers at the time they need, and so somebody can actually get the care they need? And that's why we have a very loyal membership base. We don't have, you know, members who come with us generally tend to stay with us. And so why would they stay with us? It's because they get their services. And that's what we pride ourselves in.
Yeah, and it's funny, you know, when you've got those kind of loyal customers like that, the word does tend to spread. And sometimes, you know, I know with myself, whether it's insurance, doctors, betting, whatever it is, if there are too many choices, you feel overwhelmed. I mean, I just read a study the other day that if people are presented more than, I think it's 30 different kinds of beds at a place, they just leave. You know, paint colors, I mean, everything, you know, I mean, you just kind of feel overwhelmed. So I love that approach. I love that kind of very concise approach and specific for every person that you guys do. So Raj, thank you so much for the time, man. It's just, it's great to talk to you. Great to meet you. Love what GEHA is doing, and go Chiefs.
Go Chiefs. Thank you, Randy. I appreciate your time, man. I need to get a score prediction from you. What do you think it will be
today? Oh, boy. Okay. This is good. I've seen everything this morning as far as prediction wise. I think because you got Philadelphia's defense is not as good as it was last year. Our defense is way better. I'm going to say it's going to be close. I'm going to say 27-21 Chiefs. How about you?
That's a great score. It's interesting. I had mentally had 27-17. I do think they will, you know, the Chiefs, you know, they always play interesting games. It's never so easy. But I really believe that our team steps up when the challenge is like real.
Right.
So the challenge is real.
Right.
They step up. I have a lot of faith in Coach Reed and the team. And so I do think they will be dominant. I wouldn't be surprised if they're dominant on it. But also, I think...
And they're both coming out of bye weeks. They're both coming off bye weeks.
All coming out of bye. Yeah. So, and Coach Reed, and how a poetic it is. If he wins today, I heard this the other day, he gets to be the winningest coach for two different franchises. Nobody else has ever done that.
Right.
What a blessing to have him as our coach.
Crazy. It's crazy. And how many Taylor Swift albums do you own?
My daughter's got a few, but I do find myself looking at that slightly differently now. But they seem genuine, so you have to root for love. You have to root for love.
That's right. Absolutely, man. I love it. Hey, Raj.
I literally have a cup saying that now, so I appreciate it.
That's good. Hey, great to meet you, Raj.
Very nice to meet you. Have a good rest of the day.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll be right back here in the National Defense.